الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضاه. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله he said والإيمان بحوض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكل نبي حوض إلا صالح النبي عليه السلام فإن حوضه ضرع ناقته. To believe in the pool or the cistern of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and that every prophet has a pool except for Salih, because his pool or cistern was the udder of his she camel. And as for that last statement concerning Salih, then the hadith is mawdu', it is fabricated, and that exception is not authentic. There is no authentic dalil, proof for it, as we will read inshallah ta'ala. Al-Sharh, the explanation. Min aqaidi ahli sunnati wal jama'a, from the belief of the people of the sunnah and the jama'a, al-iman bi anna li rasulina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hawdan azima. يرده المؤمنون من أمته من شرب منه شربة لا يضمأ بعدها أبدا. From the beliefs of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a magnificent pool, and the believers from his nation will come to it, and whoever drinks from it will never be thirsty afterwards. Whoever drinks from it, a drink will never be thirsty after it. The ahadith concerning this pool with which Allah Azza wa Jalla has honored our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his nation, the ahadith have reached the level of التواتر. وقد تواترت الأحاديث الواردة في هذا الحوض العظيم الذي أكرم الله به رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمته. Yesterday, what was the definition of a hadith that is mutawatir? Who can remind me? Who can remind me? Jureej. But what's the, just give me the definition of a hadith that is mutawatir. Naam. That, because we come across this term frequently, alhamdulillah, it's beneficial to understand what it means. When we say the hadith is mutawatir, as the brother mentioned, that it is narrated by an adad kabir, a large number of narrators. Fi kulli tabaqatin min tabaqati sanad. In every stage of the chain of narration, all the way to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's narrated by an adad kabir, a large number of narrators, in every tabaqa, in every stage of the chain, all the way to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَيَسْتَحِيلُ تَوَاطُؤُهُمْ عَلَى الْكَذِبِ. It is impossible for such a number of people to come together and fabricate a lie like this. It is inconceivable. It is impossible for such a large number of people to come together and to invent a lie in this fashion. Likewise, it's something that they heard or something that they seen. إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ نَعْمٍ. So there are so many narrations, a hadith affirming the hawd, the pool of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وقال الشيخ حفظه الله شيخ ربيع وقد بلغ عدد رواة أحاديث الحوض حوالي 80 صحابية. The number of narrators who conveyed the ahadith pertaining and affirming the pool for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has reached around 80 companions. منها في الصحيحين in Bukhari and Muslim حوالي 20 حديثا and 20 صحابيا. In Bukhari and Muslim you have approximately 20 ahadith from 20 companions. وبقيتها في باقي دواوين السنة. وبقيتها في باقي دواوين السنة. And the rest of them you find in the other collections of the Sunnah, من السنن على الجوامع والمسانيد والمعاجم. وقد تجاوزت هذه الأحاديث حد التواتر. To the extent, in reality, the number of ahadith have surpassed the level required for التواتر ومع ذلك فهناك أناس من أهل الضلال وهم الخوارج وبعض المعتزلة لا يؤمنون بالحوض وبلا حديث الواردة به فحري بهؤلاء أن يحرموا وأن يطردوا من وروده لأنهم لا يؤمنون به ما أن أحاديثه تجاوزت حد التواتر كما أسلفنا. And then the Sheikh, he said, even with this, again, there are some misguided people who do not believe in the pool of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. And these ahadith concerning it, they do not believe in them. And they are the Khawarij and some of the Mu'tazila. They do not believe in the Hawd, the pool, and they do not believe in the ahadith that affirm this. So they are deserving to be deprived of it and to be prevented from drinking from it because they did not believe in these ahadith which exceed the level required for at-tawatur, as we have mentioned. Then the Shaykh, he mentions, he says, وَلِنَذْكُرْ أَسْمَاءَ جَمَاعَةٍ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ الَّذِينَ رَوَوْا أَحَدِيثَ الْحَوْلِ. Let us mention the names of a group of the companions who narrated the ahadith affirming the hawd, the pool for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentions a list of the names. I'll just mention a few. He said, from the companions who narrated this, Anas ibn Malik, Abdullah ibn Umar, Haritha ibn Wahab, Jundub ibn Abdullah, Sahal ibn Sa'ad, Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen, Uqba ibn Amir, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abu Huraira, and he mentions others. And he mentions a list of the ahadith, but inshallah we'll just choose some of them, bi'idhnillah. From the ahadith that we'll mention is the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira. And this hadith is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih in the book of At-Tahara, Purification. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, إن حوضي أبعد من أيلة من عدن. He said, verily, my pool on the Day of Judgment is larger than the distance between Ayla and Adan. Where's Ayla? Who can tell me? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, my pool, إن حوضي أبعد من أيلة من عدن. It is larger than the distance between Ayla and Adan. MashaAllah, Ahsant. It's a city that was in Jordan. It's a city that was in Jordan. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my pool is larger than the distance between this city and Adan. Adan, where is Adan?
Yemen.
So the distance is vast. لهو أشد بياضا من الثلج. It will be whiter than snow. وأحلى من العسل باللبن. And it will be sweeter than honey mixed with milk. ولآنيته أكثر من عدد النجوم. And the drinking vessels are more numerous than the stars in the sky. وإني لأصد الناس عنه كما يصد الرجل إبل الناس عن حوضه. He said, and verily, I will block the people from approaching it as a man blocks the people, as a man blocks the people's camels from approaching his pool. So that hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Another hadith which is similar is the hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنهما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, حوضي مسيرة شهر. My pool is so large, it takes a month's journey to cross it. Imagine that. My pool is so large, it takes a month's journey to cross it. Now remember, brothers and sisters, again, remember, this is Yawm al-Qiyamah. The people will be thirsty. The people, some of them will be covered in sweat. Some of them, they will drown in sweat. Some of them, the sweat, it will be up to their necks. Some of them, up to their ankles, depending upon their actions. So imagine the blessing of drinking from this pool at a time like that. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us all to drink from it.
Amen.
But again, our aqidah, it affects our behavior and our conduct while we are living. And in order to attain this promise, there are certain things, lazim, and nabta'id, and asha. It is a necessity that we stay away from certain things and that we implement certain things from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he said, radiallahu anhuma, qala al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hawdi masiratu shahrin, ma'u abiyad min al-laban. My pool is so large it takes a month's journey to cross it. Its water is whiter than milk. وَرِيحُ أَطْيَبْ مِنَ الْمِسْكِ. The fragrance is better and more pleasant than musk. And the drinking cups, كَنَجُومِ السَّمَاءِ, are like the stars of the sky. مَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهَا فَلَا يَظْمَأُ أَبَدًا. Whoever drinks from this pool will never be thirsty after it. However, brothers and sisters, the Shaykh, he goes on to mention, حَبِذَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أُنَاسِ. There are people that will be banished and will be prevented from drinking from this pool. يُطْرَدُونَ. There are people who will be banished from drinking from this pool. As mentioned in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be driven away. يُذَادُونَ عَنِ الْحَوْلِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and Anas radiallahu anhu, Anas ibn Malik, he narrated, عَنِ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alaihi wasallam قال, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لَيَرِدَنَّ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْلِ رِجَالٌ مِمَّنْ صَاحَبَنِي. Some men who accompany me will come to me at the pool. حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَيْتُهُمْ وَرُفِعُوا إِلَيَّ أُخْتُلِجُوا دُونِي. Some men who accompanied me will come to me at the pool, and after I see them, they will be taken away from me. They will be taken away. Whereupon I will say, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَلَا أَقُولَنَّ. I will say, أي ربي. I will say, my Lord. These are some of my associates. So it will be said to me, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدَرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You do not know what they innovated after you. Look, the danger of al-ihdath fi al-deen, al-bid'ah. You do not know what they innovated after you. وَهَذِي الْحَدِيثَ الْوَارِدَةِ. In some narrations it mentions that there will be a group of individuals from my ummah, from my nation, that will be driven away from the pool. وهذا الأحاديث الواردة في الذين يطردون عن الحوض. These ahadith concerning those who will be expelled and banished and driven away from the pool. يحملها الروافد. The Rafid, they falsely claim that this is referring to the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم والعياذ بالله. انظر, the Rafid شيعة يطعنون في خير خلق الله بعد الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. They attack and they insult the best of the people from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal after the messengers, after the prophets, the companions. The Rafida, they say, those individuals, wal-iyadu billah, who will be driven away from the pool and prevented from drinking from it, they are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَحْمِلُونَ مِثْلَ هَذِي الْأَحَدِيثِ عَلَى أَفْضَلِ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ بَعْدَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Even though, ikhwan, undur ila al-hawa, look at the desires, because the rawafid, they do not believe in these ahadith that were narrated by these companions. Hum yarfudun al-ahadith allati fi al-Bukhari and Muslim. They don't accept the ahadith which are in Bukhari and Muslim. They don't accept the ahadith of Ahlul Sunnah to begin with. But due to these ahadith, they believe can establish their corrupt aqidah, they try and misuse them and misinterpret them. But inshallah ta'ala, سَنَقْرَأُ مَعْنَ هَذِي الْأَحَدِيثِ. We will read the meaning of these ahadith. The meaning of these ahadith, وَإِنَّمَا هَذَا فِي قَوْمٍ إِرْتَدُّ. These ahadith are referring to a group of people that apostated from al-Islam. These ahadith are referring to a group of people that apostated from al-Islam. نَعْ مُرْتَدُّونَ عن الإسلام بعد وفاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. After the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they apostated from Islam. They accepted Islam during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَرَأَوْهُ, and they saw him, and they were Muslims, but after his death, they apostated. My question to you, are they considered Sahaba? Why? What's the definition of a Sahabi? نعم من لقي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever met the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. مؤمنا به, believing in him, Dawood. What else? ومات على الإسلام, and they died upon الإسلام, even if that period was interrupted by apostasy, على صحيح. It's mentioned by Ibn Hajar. So the companion, a Sahabi, الذي له الشرف, about whom Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, radiallahu anhu wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. About whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, La tasubbu ashabi. Do not insult my companions. They are those who met the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believing in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they died upon al-Islam. So, these individuals that apostated after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nam, they are not companions. Likewise, this hadith, those individuals who will be prevented from drinking from the hole, from the pool on the day of judgment, some of the scholars, they say it's referring to the people of hypocrisy, the munafiqun. And from the aspect of language, lughatan, na istilahan, language, remember when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا يتحدث الناس أنه كان يقتل أصحابه. He didn't want the people to say that he kills his associates. So from حيث اللغة, from the language, نعم يطلق على هؤلاء أصحاب, to mean associates, not companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that clear? نعم. So in reality, هؤلاء الروافض يصطادون, they fish in murky and dirty water. Even though they don't even accept these ahadith, they want to promote and support their deviation with that. So how can somebody, كيف يأتي واحد ويقول لا نرد على الروافد, how can somebody come and say we do not refute the Rawafid Shia? What, we don't defend the Sahaba? We don't defend Abu Bakr? We don't defend Umar? We don't defend Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha? Naskut? We remain silent? Ayyudin in hada? What religion is this? Now, we do not call to the transgression. We don't call to the oppression of anyone. However, alhamdulillah, we can narud belsinatina with our tongues. Wa bi aqlamina with our pins. Based upon our qudra, our ability. So then the Shaykh, he said, this is referring to a people, those who will be driven away from the pool and they will not be allowed to drink from it. That pool, if somebody was to drink from it, Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will never be thirsty afterwards. They are not companions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was said to him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You do not know what they invented and they innovated into the religion after you. As-sahaba ma أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ شَيْئًا. The companions didn't innovate anything in the religion after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba, they never made one bid'ah. بَلْ نَشَرُوا دِينَهُ وَبَلَّغُوا رِسَالَتَهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Rather, they spread the religion and they conveyed the message of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the correct fashion. وَيُحْمَلُ الْحَدِيثِ أَيْضًا. Likewise, this hadith is applicable to who? عَلَى أَهْلِ الْبِدْعِ وَعَلَى الرَّأْسِ مَ الرَّوَافِضِ. This hadith is also understood to be referring to the people of innovation. Who said so? Many of the scholars of Islam, from them Ibn Abdul Barr. Naam. Likewise, from them Al-Qurtubi and many others. Ibn Abdul Barr, he said, Rahimahullah in Al-Tamheed. And Ibn Abdul Barr, he was a Maliki, Rahimahullah. He said, وَكُلُّ مَا أَحْدَثَ وَكُلُّ مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي الدِّينِ مَا لَا يَرْضَاهُ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ مِنَ الْمَطْرُودِينَ عَنِ الْحَوْضِ. Everyone who innovates into the religion which Allah, that which Allah is not pleased with, and which Allah gave no permission for, he will be expelled and banished from the pool and distanced from it. And Allah knows best. He said, وَأَشَدُّهُمْ طَرْضًا مَنْ خَالَفَ جَمَاعَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَفَارَقَ سَبِيلَهُمْ مِثْلَ الْخَوَارِجِ الْإِخْتِلَافِ فِرَقِهَا وَالرَّوَافِضِ ala tabayani dalaliha. Listen to Ibn Abdul Barr. He said, and those who will be banished the most severely and prevented from drinking from the pool are those who oppose the jama'ah of the Muslims. And they split from them. And their path, like the Khawarij, with their variant sects. So this is applicable to ISIS, Boko Haram, Qaeda, the Khawarij, those who go around murdering innocent people, blowing themselves up, يَقْتُلُونَ الْأَبْرِيَاءِ, killing and murdering innocent people. Ibn Abdul Barr, he said, وَأَشَدُّهُمْ طَرْضًا, those who are banished the most severely from drinking from the pool are those who oppose the body of the Muslims and split from their path like the Khawarij. And in our time, like I said, you have ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Shabab, وَسَمِّي وَلَا حَرَجْ. Also, the Rawafid, the Shia with their various misguidances, and the Mu'tazila. فَهَاُولَا كُلُّهُمْ يُبَدِّلُونَ. Because all of them, they distort and they try and alter the religion. Then Ibn Abdul Barr, he closes. He said, وَجَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الزَّيْغِ وَالْأَهْوَاءِ وَالْبِدَعِ كُلُّ هَؤُلَاءِ يُخَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْ يَكُونُ. He said, all of the people of innovation and misguidance and desires, it is feared that all of those are included in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, let's look at the Rawafid. The Rawafid, they say that it's the Sahaba. In reality, it's referring to the likes of them. Why? Because it was said to the Prophet, كَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَلْ. You don't know what these people innovated into the religion after you. If we look at the Rafidah, لأنهم أحدثوا في دين الله عز وجل. They innovated into the religion of Allah many things. أشياء كثيرة جدا. From them, تعطيل صفات الله عز وجل. They deny the attributes of Allah. منها الوقوع في الشرك. من دعاء غير الله. From them, they fall into shirk. They supplicate to other than Allah. They seek rescue and help from other than Allah. They sacrifice. الذبح لغير الله. والنظر لغير الله. وغير ذلك من العبادات التي صرفوها. صَرَفُوا كَثِيرًا مِنْهَا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. And many of the acts of worship that they direct to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I spoke about this previously from their books. I've spoke about this previously. وَقَرَأْنَا مِنْ مَرَاجِعِهِمْ. From the books of the Rafidah, proofs for these statements. How they fall into shirk. They believe that their imams have control over the universe. They believe their imams control the universe. They believe that their imams have ilm al-ghayb, knowledge of the unseen. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَثِيرًا مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْغُلَاةِ فِي الْبِدَعِ يَعْتَقِدُونَ فِي الْأَوْلِيَاءِ أَنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبَ وَيَتَصَرَّفُونَ فِي الْكَوْنِ وَيَتَصَرَّفُونَ فِي الْكَوْنِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ بِوَحْدَةِ الْوُجُودِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ بِوَحْدَةِ الْأَدْيَانِ وَمَا شَاكَلَ ذَلِكَ. فَهَؤُلَاءِ أَحْدَثُوا أَحْدَاثًا خَطِيرَةً جِدًّا فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَيَتَنَاوَلُهُمُ الْحَدِيثُ كما قرره بعض العلماء وعموم الحديث يدل على ذلك. So in reality, the Rafidah, they innovated many innovations, dangerous innovations into the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this hadith is applicable to them as mentioned by some of the scholars, and the general meaning of the hadith, no doubt it indicates this. As for the statement of Al-Barbahari, when he said, وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ حَوْلٍ, every prophet will have a pool or a cistern. Naam, the hadith for that is authentic. This is true. فَصَحِيحٌ فَعَنْ سَمُرَى إِبْنِ جُنْدُبْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ حَوْضًا. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ حَوْضًا. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ حَوْضًا. وَإِنَّهُمْ يَتَبَاهَوْنَ أَيُّهُمْ أَكْثَرُ وَارِدَةً. وَإِنِّي أَرْجُو أَنْ أَكُونَ أَكْثَرَهُمْ وَارِدَةً. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, indeed there is a pool for every prophet. So now this statement of Al-Barbahari, that for every prophet there will be a pool, is authentic in the hadith narrated by Samura ibn Jundub, which is collected by Tirmidhi. And Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, بِمَجْمُوعِ طُرُقِهِ, all of the chains of narration together, the hadith is hasan, sound, as-sahih. And he mentioned that in a sahiha, as mentioned in the footnote, in the explanation of Shaykh al-Allam Rabbi Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. So the Prophet said, indeed there is a pool for every prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed there is a pool for every prophet. And indeed, They compete, which of them has the greatest number coming to this pool? Verily, I hope that mine will be the greatest numbers coming to it. Verily, I hope that my pool will have the greatest number of people coming to it. So that, alhamdulillah, is authentic. However, as for the statement, illa salih, except for salih and Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, فَإِنَّ حُوضَهُ دَرْعُ نَاقَتِهِ, except for Salih, because his pool was the udder of his she-camel, then Ibn al-Jawzi mentions this in al-mawdu'at, in those ahadith that are fabricated, and he said, حَدِيثٌ مَوْضُوعٌ لَا أَصْلَ لَهُ. A hadith, this hadith, is fabricated, and it has no origin, has no basis. Abdul Kareem, one of the narrators, قال العقيلي, Abdul Kareem, one of the narrators, is Majhul bin Naqal, is unknown, his state is unknown, وَحَدِيثُ غَيْرُ مَحْفُوظٌ. So this hadith is fabricated. So that is not established with any concrete evidence. So alhamdulillah, wallahu a'lam. And look, that shows us, alhamdulillah, the virtue of the people of the sunnah and the scholars. They don't just, because a scholar says something, if that statement is not supported by Quran or sunnah or authentic hadith, they don't accept it. And even if the person was an alim, his mistake is not accepted. Even the khata of the alim, his mistake is not accepted. And if he's from Ahl Sunnah, nam bil adab, with manners, alhamdulillah, it's clarified and it's highlighted that no, there's no proof for that and it's not accepted. And the honor of the imam is preserved. Why? Because the most important thing is hifd al-deen, preservation of the religion as it came. Because imagine, if everyone remains silent about the mistake of the scholars. When a scholar is, imagine if people remain silent. How many people would be upon mistakes and be upon error? And that is why Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he said, everyone has their statements rejected and accepted, except for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Everyone is rad wal mardood, has their statements accepted and rejected, except for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with that, alhamdulillah, we finish that point. And next lesson, we'll go on to point 21, which is al-iman, that we believe in the shafa'a, the intercession of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lil-mudhnibin al-khati'in fi yawm al-qiyamah, and likewise talking about the bridge, yawm al-qiyamah, and so on and so forth. Jazakumullahu khayran.